Well, you know, our computer internet connection here, I imagine there's some people listening. We generally have folks from England and at least one loyal listener down in Mexico listening. And, you know, lots of things like that. Hi to everybody that's out there on the web. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We'll get to some music here. It talks to me about the internet, and that's a good use of computers and things like that, because there's so much out there. However, as a frustrated parent, sometimes there is the other side of computers. And one of your songs that caught my eye, Ray, this is on the Ray Corona Band, The Safe Thing to Do CD, by the way, is Tommy the Computer Kid. I'd like to play that now, if that's okay with you, Ray. What can you tell us about that song very briefly?
That's one of those songs that just popped into my mind, and I have no idea where it came from, other than I guess I've heard a lot of people talking about, you know, characters like Tommy. And in a way, he's probably an update of Tommy the Pinball Wizard. That's probably where he's at today. So if you want to give it a shot, by all means.
Okay. Here on KFOK, Ray Corona, our guest all the way from New Jersey on the phone. Tommy the Computer Kid, here we go. Hope everyone enjoys it.
My kid brother Tommy snuck into my bedroom and turned the computer on. He used to play baseball, he used to watch TV. Now Tommy's been a long time gone. Earth to Tommy, please come back. Everybody misses you, kid. Earth to Tommy, please come back. There's more to life than PC and Mac. Our teen sister Martha fixes him a sandwich. He only wants caffeine. He buys stock on margin, sells music on eBay. He's publishing his own easy. Earth to Tommy, please come back. Everybody misses you, kid. Earth to Tommy, please come back. There's more to life than PC and Mac. He sits in a chair, you think he's right there. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen. He surfs and searches, he turns up the speakers. He's left us for the world on the screen. Our whole family plans to pull out all the cables when Tommy heads off to the job. We also think maybe he should go in hiding after hacking the Pentagon.
Earth to Tommy, please come back. Everybody misses you, kid. Earth to Tommy, please come back. There's more to life than PC and Mac.
Computer Kid. Okay, Ray.
Hey, Andy, let me add, too, that on that particular song, all that fancy mandolin work is being done by Barry Mitterhoff, who we managed to catch up with. He's a good buddy of mine, and he was on tour with Hot Tuna, which he's been very active with lately. The other people are members of the Ray Corona Band. We have Barry Kornhauser, who usually plays bass and guitar. Ellen Davidson does a lot of harmonies. We have Ivis, who does harmonies and plays the dulcimer. Sharon Abreu, who does harmonies and plays the fiddle. And Gina Talamsa, who does harmonies and plays the flute and the mandolin also herself. And on this particular album, we're joined by a couple of people that do a wonderful African drumming, Lara Gonzalez and Yael Shakum, and also Hallie Hammer from out in California, where you are, who's a wonderful singer there. So that just gives people an idea of what's behind the music.
Yeah, and not to mention some bragging rights, all these heavies that you hanging with. Totally cool. Didn't you even do an a cappella song on one of your records?
There are a couple around. I guess there's an a cappella song at the end of the People Are in Charge album. It's called Big Step to Freedom.
Uh-huh. We seem to have a technical glitch going here.
Yeah, I'm getting a funny buzz, but
yeah, that's probably one of those listening posts somewhere in a bunker somewhere.
Oh yeah, that's right. Well, I hope we convert them.
Let's try our best. Ray, what's up next here? We got a song, Toys for Peace. What's that all about?
Well, that was a real interesting thing. I was asked to go to this event and sing a couple of peace songs in New Jersey for these women who had organized a toys drive in their community. They lived in a place called Sayreville, New Jersey, and they wanted the kids there to give up a toy so that it could be sent to children in Iraq, these toys. And the idea was that, first of all, the kids themselves would make a connection and the war would become more real to them, and they'd understand, you know, these are other children that are losing everything and being hurt and killed. And the kids really responded. They came up with 3,500 toys in this one little town. And the thing spread all over the place. The women were mothers. They put up examples on the internet of how to do this if you want. So if anybody wants to find that stuff, it is available on the internet. And you can go to my website and you'll see there, it's called Bridges of Peace. And if you don't find it there, you can go after the W's to bridgepeace.org.
Yeah, your website.
My website, by the way, is the three W's, and then it's raycorona.com.
RayKorona.
That's right.
As you
but
said,
if you spell it wrong, we might accept it anyway. But the other thing is that these women were pretty smart. I mean, they realized that there wasn't a lot they could do to stop the war or change things from where they were, but they thought that since so many of the soldiers there were really young and people were recruited right out of high school, you know, to go there and fight, that these soldiers would really relate to the younger kids more than maybe to the military brass above them. And once they met the kid and started meeting the kid's family, you know, they wouldn't be as afraid and they might be a little bit more oriented towards finding out what's really going on and talking to people and opening their eyes. And it did work. A number of these soldiers have come back and have questioned some of the policies and are talking peace. So I told Pete, I was doing some work with Pete Seeger. And
yeah, Ray, you know, I mean, today, U.S. rocket fire killed a woman in Baghdad. Military had no details on casualties, but a Sadr City resident said his 20-year-old daughter was killed.
Oh, man.
You know, another woman, 2-year-old child. One of the news wires that I looked at showed a large hole blasted through the roof of somebody's house.
Well, I think we have to continue doing all the hard work we're doing and the demos and everything else. But, you know, we needed to hit it from all sides. So
yeah.
I was telling Pete,
I like the toy angle better than the bomb angle, man.
Well, I do, too. And I was telling Pete about these women, and so he said something like this. He said, Ray, you know, if Woody were alive, he'd write a ballad about this. So I said, well, Pete, you know, you were Woody's friend, Woody Guthrie, and so why don't you write a ballad? And the next thing you know, after a little back and forth, we started working on a song right then and there, and this is what we came up with. It's called Toys for Peace.
Okay, here on KFOK, LPFM, Georgetown, California, 1:30, Toys for Peace. This is from Ray Korona Band, the CD, The Safe Thing to Do, and I guess you can even download it at Walmart.com.
Hey, I don't know anything about that. This is the first I've heard of that. I'm going to have to look around. I don't, you know, I mean, Garth Brooks is a nice guy and all, but I'm not interested in supporting Walmart.
Sam, baby, where's my royalties?
They better make a big change in their operation if they want my support.
Right on. Here we go.
Take the turnpike through New Jersey, where it meets the Garden State. If you take exit 11 there, instead of going straight, you can visit Sayreville, where Diana, mother of two, saw what war can do to kids, and did what she had to do, because we've got to learn
to live in peace someday. Maybe soldiers with toys, not guns, will find a better way. She said school children in Sayreville should give a toy or two to the children in Iraq, because they have so very few. Diane's neighbor Karen agreed, soon a movement grew. Would the schools go along? What else could the school board do? Because we've got to learn to live in peace someday. Maybe soldiers with toys, not guns, will find a better way. So they set up big containers in the schools in Sayreville. It really was inspiring how quickly they would fill. Sarah brought her favorite doll. She told her not to cry. Soon she'd have a new best friend. She kissed that doll goodbye. Because we've got to learn to live in peace someday. Maybe soldiers with toys, not guns, will find a better way. The colonel said, let's do it. Yes, we will try your plan. Our soldiers can give out toys in Iraq and Afghanistan. Those soldiers love to meet the kids. They hope their visits increase. When you make a child smile, you build a bridge to peace. Because we have got to learn to live in peace someday. Maybe soldiers with toys, not guns, will find a better way. Take the turnpike through New Jersey, where it meets the Garden State. If you take exit 11 there instead of going straight, you can visit Sayreville, where Diane, a mother of two, saw what war can do to kids and did what she had to do.
Ray Corona, Pete Seeger, Toys for Peace, and the Ray Corona Band also. Got Ray Corona, a musical commentator on issues contemporary, on the phone with us all the way from New Jersey. Ray, nice to have you along for the ride today here on the Big Kahuna Zoo. And by the way, the community events and announcements that normally read on the half hour, I'm going to forego. I think this whole program will qualify as a community event. Ray Corona on the phone here, all the way from New Jersey, has written a song about gay-free Boy Scouts.
It was inspired by the U.S. Supreme Court. There's this kid in college in New Jersey who decides to march in the Gay Pride March. One of his friends that doesn't like him much writes to the Boy Scouts of America and says, oh, you know, there's this gay kid and he's a Boy Scout. The kid was an Eagle Scout. So the Boy Scouts of America, without anything further, dispatch a letter to the offending Eagle Scout saying that he's out of the Scouts, that this is horrible and immoral, and against the Scouts. So he decides to go and fight this, and he gets a defense fund that supports him. And the Supreme Court of New Jersey, the New Jersey highest court, says this is nonsense. It's a public organization. Of course anybody can be in it. And they have no right to delve into this or question it or keep him out. But the Boy Scouts, undaunted by this, the Boy Scouts leadership, which turns out to be pretty hard-nosed on this issue, takes it all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and in one of their 5-4 decisions, sort of like the famous one on the presidential election, the Supreme Court decides that the Boy Scouts can find out who the gay kids are and exclude them or not let them in if they find out they're gay and they're applying. And
so it's okay to be gay in the military as long as you don't say and go and get shot at.
That's about right. That's about right. Don't ask, don't tell in the military, but in the Boy Scouts, you don't even have a chance. So then they had to figure out how to justify this because they couldn't legally, I think, contradict the way that the New Jersey Supreme Court said that it was a public organization and so forth. So they said, well, looking at the Boy Scouts code, Boy Scouts must be morally straight. And, you know, they figured straight and gay are kind of contradictory. So it was so amazing that I put a link to this decision on my website so people could actually read it for themselves. Very short decision, and that's kind of where they went. So I thought this absolutely begged for a song, and here it is.
The Boy Scouts of America said James's membership must terminate. Though he achieved the rank of Eagle Scout and was a scout since the age of 8, he's an avowed homosexual, gay rights activist student. And that's something, need I say, they really, really hate. On our honor, we will do our best, choose right over wrong. Join us if you're morally straight. But if you're gay, you can't belong. You'd think the Supreme Court would say such hateful rules cannot be made, although it barred Irish gays and lesbians from the St. Patrick's Day parade. The court said there'll be no gay scouts. Hate speech became hate action. They can kick the gay kids out. No need to be afraid.
On our honor, we will do our best.
Choose right over wrong.
Join us if you're morally straight.
But if you're gay,
you can't belong.
Boy Scouts teach kids values by which a righteous path is paved, like tolerance, respect for others, while knots are tied, wood is shaved. The Scouts must think sweaty young gay boys in shorts alone in tents might just bring their whole troop down, fiendish and depraved.
On our honor we will do our best,
choose right
wrong. Join us if you're morally straight.
But if you're
gay, you can't belong.
That one ends with the bass. They never give bass players any respect. I hope Ray does in his band. Ray, do you give your bass player respect?
Hey, our bass player is the man.